Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, Director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, when did people start sending birthday cards? As we accumulate years, we also accumulate birthday cards. And with nearly half of Americans reaching their 80s, we will have read many birthday sentiments. But this tradition is relatively recent. The first birthday cards appeared in the 1880s and were simply revamped holiday cards using the same pastoral scenes and adding the simple phrase, birthday greetings. But by the early 1900s, publishers were printing cards custom tailored for birthdays, and a new industry was created. The United States' entry into World War I was a boon to the industry, as families and friends sent birthday greetings to servicemen overseas. These early 20th century cards were future-oriented, wishing the recipient many happy returns of the day. After the Great War, messages shifted to the focus on the present that they still have today, emphasizing birthdays as an accomplishment and major milestone, a cause for celebration, and also a chance for introspection about one's life.
Listen to Archives of Aging Today at WFSU.org/Aging Today. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.